This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Police agencies are stepping up DUI enforcement this holiday weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
More than 70 people have been killed in impaired driving crashes so far this year. That's twice as many as in the same period in 2019. So state patrol officials say it's vitally important for Coloradans to be responsible over the Memorial Day weekend and not drink or use drugs before driving. They'll also be setting up sobriety checkpoints and adding more on-duty officers for DUI enforcement through early June. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Evacuations have been ordered for a wildfire that started in Conejos County last night. KRDO reports it's being called the Menkhaven Fire, south of Alamosa near the New Mexico border. Residents in Antonito are part of the evacuation area. Forecasters say this weekend's weather is a recipe for dangerous wildfires across the state, and those dry, warm, and windy conditions mean any fires that start could grow quickly. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is reopened in time for Memorial Day weekend. Workers have finished clearing snowdrifts from late-season snowfall. The scenic highway is now fully open to vehicles, but drivers are required to make reservations in advance. Independence Pass is also open, but Mount Evans Road will stay closed until June 3rd. This is CPR News.